I love watching home makeover shows. I typically fast forward to the end to see the big reveal because I love to see the broken and worn down become something beautiful for all to see. Isn't that the Christian life in a nutshell? This is the moment we have been waiting for as Joseph no longer is able to play the part of an Egyptian around his brothers. The weight of 13 years of betrayal and hurt are about to be released as he weeps so loudly that the entire household hears his cries. Alone with his brothers, he says, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But they can't answer him because they are frightened to death. They're confronting the brother they betrayed face to face. Joseph begs them to come closer to reassure them. "I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. Now, do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you." This is a huge principle to learn while waiting on God. No matter how bad your circumstances, if you can ask to see God's perspective, your wait will have purpose because you will grow. Joseph goes on to say, "But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance." Two key words that if you can learn anything from today's lesson, it is this: but God. "So then it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household and ruler of all of Egypt." If you insert that "but God" into your circumstances, it will change your perspective. You may even see God's preparation in the waiting. "But God gave me a platform to share my faith when I was battling cancer. But God allowed my divorce to draw me closer in my dependence on him. But God used my time in jail to help troubled youth avoid that path in life. But God provided for my family during the pandemic. But God allowed me to be single to encourage other singles. But God used my layoff to create a deeper dependence on him." Joseph sends his brothers home with carts full of gifts and a new home awaiting them in Egypt. They have the joy and trepidation of telling their father that Joseph is alive and now ruler of Egypt. I'm sure it wasn't fun telling them why he was alive and not eaten by an animal, but let's focus on the happy part. Jacob is stunned and realizes they are telling the truth due to all the carts full of Egyptian gifts. At that point, his spirit revives. And Jacob, also known as Israel, said, "I'm convinced my son Joseph is still alive. I will go and see him before I die." Questions: what do you think was going on in the brothers' minds when Joseph revealed who he was? Why do you think God disallowed Jacob from knowing his son was alive this entire time? Have you ever considered the "but God" in your current circumstances? If so, how would you finish this sentence? "But God." How does having God's perspective change what you are currently experiencing?